Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. Let's look again at the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. Here it is. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Today, let's look at the third place where the seed lands, the thorny ground. Here's Jesus' explanation. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. This third spot where the seed is landed is littered with thorns. Jesus gives two categories for the thorns, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches. In short, what Jesus is describing here is the pleasure of sin. It might sound odd to you for me to say that sin is pleasurable, but it is. Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith, describes the great heroes of the faith. These individuals weren't perfect, but they believed God. They had great faith. Well, Moses is one such individual, flawed, yet full of genuine faith. And in verse 24, listen to how he's described. By faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Now, did you hear that? The fleeting pleasures of sin. You see, sin, just like Satan, is a liar. Sin says, you don't need to submit to God in order to be satisfied in life. It can be found elsewhere. And what happens is, we believe it. We begin to occupy ourselves with whatever it is that we think will satisfy our longing souls. Food, fame, fortune. But these are all liars. This is what Jesus is referring to as the deceitfulness of riches. Sin is like a mistress that lures us away from our God. It promises pleasure, but as God's word points out, it is a fleeting pleasure. The pleasure of sin does not endure. It only endures for a time. As the wise teacher in the book of Ecclesiastes points out, everything is vanity. It's all pointless. He tasted all that the world had to offer, and he concludes, it's a big waste. And yet, it's what our hearts want. When God's word comes to us, it comes with this message, abandon your old life with your old loves, for they are poison to your soul. Instead, cling to Christ. His satisfaction endures forever and brings life. He is whom you were created for. We cannot cling to Christ and cling to the world. It's one or the other, not both. And here's the kicker. You're not the one with the power to do anything about it. We cannot get rid of the thorns. We are just soil. Jesus is the one who can rid us of the thorns in our hearts, these old desires. We confess them to him, and then he begins to rid us of them. Is this you? Do you have hidden thorns in the soil of your heart that is choking out what God is trying to do in your life? Do not be fooled by them anymore. Confess them and turn from them, and watch Jesus work a wonderful miracle in your life.